So let's have a look where we are. The Stormont deal is done. It's been hailed as securing a fresh start in politics and government here. And of course, there was a fair deal of compromise involved, wasn't there? Sinn Féin accused of rolling over on welfare cuts and its past pledge that anyone receiving benefits under Assembly control would be protected. The DUP, meanwhile, no longer demanding Sinn Féin be kicked out of the executive because of all the IRA shenanigans. As the Rolling Stones would say, you can't always get what you want.
There are a number of people who would be better off in terms of some of the changes that have been put forward, but there are a number who would lose out, and that we ensure that those people don't, in fact, lose out, that they are maintained at what level they have.
No one will have any benefit reduced which is under the authority of the Assembly here or of the Executive. And that was our key point on this issue.
That statement was made in terms of the benefits we were dealing with last December. Since that, we've had the re-election of a Tory government on their own. We've had further onslaughts on welfare and on tax credits. And we are faced with a situation which was completely different from that which faced us last December.
Sinn Féin are clearly in breach of their commitment to peaceful, exclusively peaceful and democratic means. They should be the ones that are punished. They're the ones that should be excluded. And that's where the action should be taken. That's the people who should be punished. Those are the people who should be out of the executive.
Well, we believe that Sinn Féin should be excluded. We believe there's enough evidence there to exclude Sinn Féin.
Should they still be excluded?
Well, they should be, but we can't get them out.
We believe the agreement will consolidate the peace, secure stability, enable progress, and offer all our people hope for the future.
This agreement signals our resolve to engender the sea change which our community is demanding. A new beginning for politics, an opportunity to move forward with a real sense of hope and purpose. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, will you just fight by?
Just a summary of some of what's gone on.